Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with our opening commodity market report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter wheat, the May variety is 624 and three quarters, down 5 1/4. July, 618 and three quarters, down 4 3/4. Soft May wheat, 569 and three quarters, down 6 1/2. July, 575 and three quarters, down 6 1/2. March corn, 425 and three quarters, down 3 1/4. July, 438, down 3 1/4. December, 446 and three quarters, down 2 1/2. March soybeans, 1273 1/4, down 3 3/4. July, 1243 1/2, down 6 3/4. November, 1106 and three quarters, down 2. March soybean meal, 420.30, up 160. March soybean oil, 37.28, down 58 cents. February live cattle, 142.95, down 97 1/2. January feeder cattle, 170.10, down 27 1/2. And February lean hogs are 86.32 1/2, and they are up 75. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Boy, since we talked to you on Monday, the air has really been let out of the soybean balloon.
Yeah, we were challenging or trying to hang in there to challenge the highs we made back in December. Then basically, we saw a little better weather forecast for the southern hemisphere, particularly Argentina in some areas. Then the fear sank in that we'd start to see some confirmation of some cancellations or switching to the southern hemisphere. We didn't see an all-outright blitz of that information come forward here, but we did see a little bit of old crop cancellation in the beans, and we saw the unknown destination cancel out about 302,000 ton number there. So there's ideas that as we move forward from here, we'll start to see this become more of an issue as we see the calendar turn February fairly quickly.
Yeah, technically on the March chart, we've come within a penny of or thereabouts of the lows that we made in December, and I know that would-be wannabe bulls do not want to see that invaded.
That's going to be the key to hold that. From an ornering point of view, they might try to push it below those lows from 2-3 weeks ago and see if there's some sell stops under there. But I think at that price, you'll see willing buyers. We continue to feel that, until we see more physical cancellations out of the southern hemisphere and make sure those drier areas do receive rains and those yields stay strong in the southern hemisphere, that we're still range-bound in the soybean complex and that we will be in a position here to see some recovery off these lows here we made earlier this morning.
Well, the next report or two, we won't see one major buyer on the playing field, and that's China with a lunar holiday on January 31st beginning.
Very much so. The news will start to thin out during that time window. It's been well advertised, but overall they'll continue to be eyeing prices. You got to remember they have over 1.3 billion people in their country, so they're just not going to completely disappear.
Yeah, they're all taking about 1.3 billion trips.
Well, that's the thing, too. We talk about our big travel holiday, like Thanksgiving, over, 45, 50 million people travel. Well, on their holiday, they're talking, 250, 300 million people going on a trip. They might, a lot of those might be walking somewhere, but a lot of fuel usage and hopefully experiencing some nice meat meals in a town or city somewhere.
Yeah, 2/3 of them probably holding a live chicken, too. So I know that the World Health Organization always is worried about the Lunar New Year because of the possible spread of flu virus, bird virus, and the possible mutation of it to humans. So I know they keep a close eye at this time of the year on China.
Very, very well put, yeah. That'd be the other thing to watch as we come back in mid-February here, see what type of statistics we start to see as we walk through that.
Okay, let's turn our attention to corn, which... well, there was some hope that we're seeing an up flag, and we I mean, off the down flag, a little tick up, and we did get that yesterday. We did pop the 50-day moving average, but by golly, we can't hold it. And the $4.25 level, 26-cent level is still a Rock of Gibraltar resistance.
Yeah, if you look at a price chart, you know, we did have some nice reversals up out of the hole there after the January crop report. But the main thing to look at the corn chart is we've been virtually sideways clear back from the 1st of November.
Yes.
And we really haven't gone anywhere. The big players, the guys that trade 500,000 contracts of whack, have been coming in here and selling the puts and calls both, looking for this corn market remains somewhat range bound. The February options go off here today, and there was a lot of activity before the report selling the February 420 put and call both. They collected over 20 cents in that position. So there could be a little maneuvering here as we go throughout the day, but the big players have been selling the puts and calls both, looking for corn to virtually stay between probably this 410 and 440 area for the next month.
And I would figure that would be the case no matter what the dollar does, because the dollar has broken hard in the last two trading sessions.
Yeah, we're seeing quite a bit of outside market activity. The dollar's had big moves. The Dow's had big moves. Probably the biggest outside market factor affecting this here out in the country, for say, is the price of protein. Propane, the energy markets has virtually skyrocketed here.
Shortages, too.
Well, supposedly, yes. Talking even moving quite a bit of propane up back out of Texas. This market's going to remain somewhat solid here as we go into next week and see what this longer-term weather forecast shows.
So on the grain side, coming back on Sunday night and into next week, what are your anticipations?
More of the same. We believe corn is going to remain somewhat range-bound here. We feel there's some willing buyers under the market. But, yeah, in the meantime, there's plenty of corn for sale overhead. It's kind of a hedger's dream come true. We continue to see basically some good spot bids out there in the countryside, some due to weather. So we continue to like the hedge position here and look for basis to remain somewhat firm. As far as the soybean market goes, it's going to continue to watch the southern hemisphere, see how fast the beans come out of the southern hemisphere. We are seeing reports, though, that the yields are coming down from the earlier harvest beans. They were fairly well at the upper end of the range of expectations. Now the beans that are being cut are kind of a little disappointing, so we'll continue to monitor those reports into next week.
And that takes care of most of the old crop marketing thoughts. On new crop, we're right around the corner from beginning to calculate crop insurance in the February average price, but it doesn't take any genius to figure out that given the price action that we've seen, if you got a 75 or 85%, you're going to be somewhere around 340, 375 in that area. So there's going to be some new marketing work to do, it seems to me.
Well, it's amazing. When the December 14 futures contract came on the board, giving you an opportunity to do some marketing, it's been about 1,128 days or so. Now, all of a sudden, we're combining our marketing in just 30 days during the month of February here, so it'd be interesting to see what price we come out. But you got to remember, there's still some give in there from what those products offer to what you actually get, and we believe you need to protect that market at least by 50 cents to get the full value that day.
Yeah, and there's even some, I think there's even some plans that let you pick the month now.
Yeah, there's some unique products out there, and it gives the producer some flexibility. Mm-hmm. And a little bit of downside protection here to help manage some of this risk we might see if we have another big crop.
Yeah, but manage it, and we must. Thank you very much, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick on the charts, March corn, 425.5, down 3.5, July, 438, down 3.25, December, 446.75, down 2.5, March beans, 1273 and a quarter, down 3 3/4. And November, 11:07 down 1 1/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.